Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Short Stories for Seniors by Jay Pockron is a large print collection of short fiction designed for older adults, as well as for caregivers and family members who want reading material that supports shared reflection. The book is positioned in the wholesome, accessible end of the short story category, with an emphasis on warmth, humor, and sensory detail, rather than literary difficulty or psychological intensity. Its central purpose is to offer readable stories that evoke familiar American experiences, especially memories associated with everyday life across the 1950s through the 1990s. The collection is not built around a single plot or recurring cast, but around self-contained pieces that can be read independently and at an unhurried pace. That structure makes it suitable for casual leisure reading, reading aloud, or use in settings where reminiscence and conversation matter. In this way, the book combines entertainment with accessibility, aiming to be both easy to read and emotionally familiar. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, large print design and low-friction readability for older readers. One of the most important features of Short Stories for Seniors is its practical readability. The large print format is not a minor design choice. It shapes how the book functions for its audience. For many older readers, especially those with reduced vision or fatigue from extended reading, a book succeeds or fails based on whether it can be read comfortably without strain. This collection appears built around that reality, using accessible formatting to remove a common barrier to leisure reading. The result is a text that is easier to open at any point, read in short sessions, and share without needing adaptation. That accessibility also broadens the book beyond individual readers. Caregivers, family members, and activity coordinators can use it in group or shared settings because the format supports reading aloud. In category terms, this places the book closer to practical senior reading material than to conventional literary fiction. Its value comes not only from story content, but from the way format and content work together to make reading more sustainable and inclusive. Secondly, nostalgia rooted in mid-century to late-century American memory. The book's strongest thematic center is nostalgia, but not nostalgia is vague sentiment. The stories are described as drawing on recognizable American life from the 1950s through the 1990s, which gives the collection a historically anchored emotional frame. That matters because reminiscence depends on shared reference points, meals, routines, neighborhood life, family customs, and small cultural markers that can trigger memory more effectively than abstract reflection. By focusing on familiar decades, the book gives senior readers a chance to revisit a social world they likely experienced directly, while also giving younger family members a window into the rhythms of an earlier America. This makes the collection useful as a bridge between generations. The nostalgia here is also gentle rather than corrective or political. It is meant to recover texture, not to argue a historical thesis. That approach is well suited to a senior-oriented anthology because it encourages recognition and discussion without demanding specialized knowledge. The stories therefore function as memory prompts as much as entertainment, which is a distinctive strength in this category. Thirdly, humor and warmth as the book's emotional method. Jay Pockron's writing is repeatedly characterized as witty and warm, and those qualities are central to how the book works. Instead of relying on dramatic conflict or high-stakes tension, the collection appears to use light humor and affectionate observation to keep the tone approachable. That is especially effective for senior readers, because it avoids the emotional weight that can make some fiction exhausting or uninviting. Humor in this context is not only for amusement, it helps create trust between the text and the reader. Warmth softens the story's reflected moments, making them feel companionable rather than didactic. This matters in a senior reading context, where the goal is often to provide comfort, conversation, and a sense of being understood. The balance of wit and tenderness also helps the stories resist sentimentality. A collection that is too earnest can feel flat, but one that is too comic can feel detached. By blending the two, the book maintains emotional variety while remaining firmly wholesome. That makes the reading experience more sustainable across an entire collection of short pieces. Fourthly, self-contained stories suited to leisure reading and reading aloud. Because the book is a short story collection rather than a continuous narrative, its structure is a major part of its appeal. Each piece can be read independently, which is useful for readers who prefer brief sessions or who do not want to track an extended plot. For seniors, that flexibility has real practical value. It allows reading to fit around energy levels, attention span, or daily routine. A story can be finished in one sitting, making the experience satisfying without requiring a long commitment. This structure also supports reading aloud in family or care settings, where a single story can serve as a complete shared experience. In that sense, the collection is designed not only for solitary reading but for social use. The anthology format further encourages variety, so the reader moves from one mood or scene to another without monotony. That diversity matters in books aimed at older adults because it keeps the reading experience engaging while remaining easy to navigate. The form, therefore, reinforces the book's purpose: manageable, comforting, and shareable fiction, rather than a demanding literary arc. Lastly, a senior-oriented book that also supports family connection and reminiscence. Although the book is clearly aimed at seniors, its audience is wider than that. The available descriptions consistently position it as useful for caregivers and families as well, which suggests that one of its real functions is relational. Stories that invite memory and gentle conversation can help bridge age differences more effectively than factual or instructional books. A family member may read a story with an older relative and discover that it prompts discussion about past routines, places, or customs that might otherwise go unmentioned. That gives the collection a social role beyond personal entertainment. It can support companionship, shared attention, and a sense of recognition across generations. The book also fits a broader therapeutic pattern seen in senior reading and life story materials, where accessible narrative helps stimulate memory and emotional ease. What makes this title stand out in that context is its commitment to being simple without being bland. It aims for readability, but it still values mood, detail, and lived experience. That combination makes it practical for seniors, while still interesting enough to serve as a shared artifact within families or care settings. In conclusion, Short Stories for Seniors is best suited to readers who want fiction that is accessible, familiar, and easy to share. Seniors are the primary audience, but caregivers, adult children, and family members can also benefit from it because the stories are designed to encourage conversation and reminiscence rather than solitary immersion in complex plot. Its practical value lies in the combination of large print, short self-contained pieces, and a calm, emotional tone. Those features make it useful for readers who want comfort without condescension and readability without emptiness. Compared with many other short story collections, this one stands out because it is openly shaped around senior experience instead of merely being age-neutral. The nostalgic American settings, warm humor, and gentle sensory detail give it a clear identity within the genre of senior-focused reading. It is not trying to be a literary experiment or high drama. It is trying to be readable, companionable, and memory-friendly. For that reason, it can work well as leisure reading, reading aloud material, or a conversation starter in homes and care settings. If you would like to support Jay Pokron, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.